This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
And a 10, going for it. Oh, out in front. Hold in. Ladd McConkey, touchdown.
Here's Al. Still got it. You know, he really does. You know, sometimes you hear certain things about Al Michaels, like the energy level or whatever. He's being compared against himself, which is, you know, tough.
Yep.
But he doesn't make mistakes, really, does he? Do you hear? Am I just too much of a fan to notice? Maybe. You're looking at me like I am. I don't know. I still love him.
I didn't hear a mistake there. I love Al Michaels.
Okay.
I would prefer to leave it at that.
You've said it all. How did you do last night?
Oh, I didn't win anything. No. I had McConkey and Gadsden, so that was nice.
For what?
Touchdowns.
They both scored.
Yeah.
Oh, but you probably had three other guys.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah. Because I can't stop there.
Justin Jefferson?
I can't stop there. I had Jefferson, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that didn't work out. The hockey, I mentioned San Jose and Chicago were both plus 200 or more on the money line to win last night during our, what is that called? The line at 4:45. And so I had those two games, and they both won. So, you know, you're
great.
Welcome out there if you did that.
Big hit.
Unlike me, tying it in with two other games, and one of which lost. So I didn't get the...
You went 3-for-4.
I went 3-for-4 on a four-leg parlay.
Oh, that's just tough.
And the loss, it wasn't what you would call a bad beat. 7-2 was the loss.
It sounds like it was a bad beat for Riverhead, too.
Yeah.
They gave up 7.
Detroit didn't do such a good job. No.
When you split fantasy, when you split fantasy teams with friends, the worst feeling is when you sort of push an idea and it flops. This happened to me last night. Because we have, you know, it's six teams on bye and there's injuries. And I asked my friend, like, don't you think we might get something usable out of Aaron Jones? Like, why would they activate him and not use him? Why would you do that?
Right.
And that was 5 points.
Yeah.
5 PPR points. So I feel like a loser Pacheco or somebody, still.
I also had in this same parlay, like Jordan Mason, 50 yards. He had 4 carries for 3 yards.
Don't I know it? That's what I said to my friend today. I'm like, buddy, what are you mad at me for? Jones had 5 times the rushing yards of Mason. Still. With us now, Odyssey Sports betting insider Sam Panayotovich joining us on the West Hur Hotline. Check out Bet Sweats weekday mornings 9 to noon. You can catch Sam on Sundays too. Sam, what's your shift on Sunday?
11 to 1 p.
What's that show like for you? Do you like that window there? I mean, there's a lot of news coming out. You get the inactives at 11:30.
The lines are moving basically for the first full hour because you have. you have that 11 o'clock window, you're 2 hours out, and that's when a lot of people decide, oh, let me make my bets today. So you start to see some movement there, and then as you alluded to, you get the injury report at 11:30, and then you get totals and sides that are flying. I sit in front of a betting screen, and I've got about 20 different books at my disposal. It's like a color-coded live odds screen, and I can see the lines at MGM and DraftKings and FanDuel and all the Vegas books and all the offshore books. And I always use the analogy that during that show on Sunday, it's lit up like a Christmas tree, because when a line moves, I have it color-coded within about 90 seconds where that line will turn red, and then I have yellow and I have green, and then there's black. And so it just looks like it's like a concert, like Bulldog would know, like you're at a concert with a lot of pretty colors, only it's money moving and lines shaking. So it is good. And then by 12 o'clock, the lines kind of stop moving. And then you just kind of see if there's any late breaking information, but it is good. And then we're off the air and then the games are on. So it's pretty cool.
And I think there are two kinds of people in the world, the kind that would love that, and the kind that could never, like looking at that screen,
the screen,
I would love it.
The screen would give me a headache, I think. But generally, like you enticed me at the end there, Sam. The 1 o'clock, I'm done, and then the games are on. I used to, Mike and I have been working post-game for a long, long time, and I started out in this business working post-game starting in 1996 after Bills games. But there's a two-year pocket in there right before I started working with Mike where I worked mornings. And so I would do pregame, game day, like at the stadium from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. or something. And I loved that because, like, pregame is, my team's great, everybody's happy, where's the garbage can fire? Postgame is, I want to, you know, hit myself in the face with a sledgehammer because I'm so mad that everything that I thought was going to happen didn't happen and my team isn't so great.
Pregame is happier?
Pregame is happy, postgame is mean, usually. That's kind of how I feel about it. And so pregame was always, that was just kick your feet up and just, yeah, oh, we're going to kill them.
Yeah,
that's what that was like. So I always liked that slot.
That makes sense.
It is wild, though, you know, the reactions you hear from that Sunday show. Because I try and just give the bets that I really like on Sunday. And Kostos will give, like, you know, a million bets, props, and all that. And I, like, it's much easier to keep track of what I say than if you mix got 6 prop bets per game times 12 games or whatever. So it's a lot harder to track him. And then I'll give like my best bets at the very end. I'll say, these are my favorite bets. And last week I was on the Eagles, which was good, and the Saints, which was really bad. And they're just like, nice call on the Saints, nerd. And I'm like, yep, got it. Thank you very much. It was my fault. Spencer Rattler turned it over 4 times. Yes, I will own that one and I will wear it for the next 7 days until we do this again the next Sunday.
Just make sure not to get one pick wrong. Yeah, never. This is really true. Pre-game is, oh, T. Higgins is active. Post-game is, he played 5 snaps. Why didn't they tell us this?
Right. Why was he a decoy?
Why didn't they tell us he wasn't going to really play? Anyway. Well, Sam, I think we should maybe acknowledge this. You guys did on your show this morning, Bet Sweats is ending at the end of December. And I know we all, you know, each of us individually and yourself were texting a lot and we've become good friends. And I just, I want to wish you well. And I appreciate that you're still going to be on with us here on Fridays. And I can only imagine what the next great thing will be.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I wasn't going to take the lead on that. I mean, Joe's been with the company much longer than I have. I've been with Odyssey for about 1 year and 2 months. So I'm on the JJ McCarthy plan right now. I don't have to do much. Joe's been there much longer. And, you know, when he was ready to address it, I thought it was his call because it's his show. He's been on it much longer. But him and I go way back. We met in Chicago when we were kids, and we started a podcast called Chicken Dinner that maybe dusted off relatively soon.
Yeah,
but,
right.
You know, that's the business. That's the corporate merger. You know, BetMGM is merging with Infinity Sports, and Westwood One's going to operate it, so they're going to handpick what they want to do. And when you have 4 shows on our network during the day and 4 shows on another network, and you bring the networks together, you can't quite make everything work and keep everybody together and make all the dollars work. But I just really appreciate it. We have a lot of people reaching out, and I've got I say this, you know, every so often on this show. I have a lot of people that listen to our hit on this show on Soap and the Bulldog, and I got probably 7 or 8 messages from people that listen to you guys that now listen to us because of you guys, and all very, very friendly messages and very nice things to say. That's a good thing. I mean, we do get a lot of crap when our bets go wrong, but on days like today, when you hear what you heard, it's very helpful because it's been a tough week. We found out in a meeting on Tuesday, we got an email, and then after the show, it's like, yep, you're all dead. And then you're like, all right, like, let's gamble again tomorrow. The show's going to go through December, but I will be here on this show as long as you guys will have me.
Well, I hope that goes for a good long while, Sam, because I've told Joe this. I don't know that I've ever told you this. I reminded Joe of this yesterday in a private message, and I remember telling him this on the air a couple of years ago now. Like, when this all started, right, gambling gets legalized, and so here comes FanDuel and BetMGM and everybody else, and it's just kind of the Wild West for a little while. The first guy that got placed on our show was Joe. And in my head, I'm just like, oh, man, like, how good is this going to be? I didn't know him. I was not familiar with his content or his experience or anything. And when does something that...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Corporate wants you to do turnout to be really to your benefit, right? I just sort of felt like, oh, I'm getting jammed up with this guy now, and I got to make it work.
Well, you probably were stereotyping him as somebody like,
sure,
those Saturday morning shows.
The Saskatchewan silencer. Yeah, right. So I was really sort of, I wouldn't say standoffish, but I was reluctant. I did not embrace it right away. And then, like, you know, 2 weeks in, I'm just like, this guy's awesome on the air. I love this. And I told Joe, and he said he could tell that I was sort of, you know, around the edges at first. But both of you guys have come to be integral parts of our week. So I'm really sorry to hear what happened.
Oh, so am I. It'll be okay. I've got some things. You know, I still work with Fox. I still have my chicken dinner and all that. And it is funny you say that. You were a little standoffish at first, and then I kicked the door right down and had you guys betting on DK Horse.
Oh,
we made that horse move.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I still have nightmares.
It probably worked out well for all involved here that Joe sort of set the table, because if you had come bursting through the saloon doors first, it might have been a little bit much.
Softer touch.
Right.
A little bit of a softer touch, maybe. Well, one thing that's great about having you on today, personally, and I think maybe for our listeners, is you are still keeping the faith when it comes to these Bills. And I'm having a tougher time. And I think that sort of makes natural sense, because, not to make excuses, but that we're in here talking about them all the time, and it's really focused on their shortcomings. Whereas maybe from a macro perspective, guys, what are you worried about? And that's mostly how I think you sound about them on Bet Sweats. And I think you like them this week.
I do. I think they should take the wrench and just club the Panthers. I mean, it's Andy Dalton, for crying out loud. And Joe gave some stat about Andy Dalton as a dog, and I'm like, I don't care. Like, I don't care what Andy Dalton did in 2019 and 20. I don't. Andy Dalton, as currently constructed, doesn't, you know, evoke fear in me. And, you know, the number seven, I think there's a good chance by kickoff we're at 7.5. So if you're going to lay some bills, I would much rather people lay the 7 than lay 7.5 on Sunday and then have it land 21-14. And you're like, oh, bad beat. And no, not really. Bad bet. Bad number. Not bad beat. So if you're going to bet Buffalo, I mean, you could bet it right now at -7. You could do a teaser. You could take Buffalo to win and Philly to win. I think that's a really good look. I am hooking the Bills with a couple things, like Buffalo down to -1 and the Eagles down to -1.5. I think that's a winner. I don't love the way that teasers have been priced these days, but Buffalo should win. Philly should win. I also I did make a hockey bet this morning with the Bills.
Oh.
I have the Bills to win the division and the Blackhawks to make the playoffs at 25-1. I made that this morning.
Interesting.
Obviously emboldened by their big 3-2 win last night in Tampa.
Obviously.
They've got – so I covered when Kane and Taves got there in Chicago, I was like, oh, this is going to happen, and this is going to happen fast. And, you know, with Nazer and Bedard, you can kind of see a lot of those guys and these guys. Granted, Taves was 6-3 and winning every draw. Bedard's much littler than Jonathan Taves was. But in terms of having two guys that you can rely on, I think with Bedard and Nazer, those kids are very, very ahead of their time. And, you know, it's a long season, of course. They're going to have some bumps and bruises. But 15-1 to make the playoffs, like, that number's not right. And it's sort of the book saying, all right, kids, prove it to us. Well, if they do, we will be rewarded. And 15-1 right now on October 24th could be 10-1 in a week, and it could be 7-1 in a month.
What are the Sabres, Bulldog? Do you know?
I've not looked. I do not know.
They'd be shorter than the Blackhawks.
I would think so, yeah.
They've also not been to the playoffs in 14 years.
They were getting, weirdly, like a decent amount of love from the analytic community heading into the season. Like, some point projections had them very much in the mix as far as playoffs go.
So. I mean, Kane and Taves were barely in the league when they last made it.
Yeah.
+250 on Buffalo to make the playoffs.
Okay. Just one quick follow-up on these Bills. When I've heard you talk about them, usually very optimistically, you will point out, Sam, like, well, what about Ed Oliver? What about Milano? And they still do have different guys, but they still do have injury issues on defense. And the defense is not impressed. I mean, that's putting it mildly, maybe. So not worried about that too much, at least?
I'm worried, but, I mean, given the recent conversation, I'm worried about other things more than the Bills' defense right now, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Like, where I'm going to work next. But, no, look, they've turned the ball over a ton as well. And, I don't expect them to lose the turnover battle the way that they have been. I think they're a very talented team. I understand the frustration, but, you know, games where you should win that you lose, like the game against New England, they should have won that game. They stopped protecting the football. And, you know, if the Bills and the Patriots line up 100 times, I think the Bills win about 65-70 of them. So that's just how I feel. And maybe I'm a little too bullish, but I think you guys have a damn good football team. And I still think they win the division. So do the sportsbooks.
Right. Before we run out of time, Sam, we've got to ask you about yesterday's mega story from the NBA. What was your reaction to it? I mean, being in that space and having heard different things come down the pike from, well, it's often the NBA, but other athlete-associated gambling stories, and what might be the fallout, other than guys, you know, if it's true, going to prison?
Well, if you remember, and Brian Windhorst talked about this on the Rich Eisen show, the league found out about Rozier a long time ago because of legalized sports betting. I think that's been the biggest issue I've had. People are like, well, this is why you can't have sports betting. Well, actually, legalized sports betting was able to flag the Rozier patterns and all the money being bet on Rozier unders, and that's how the books were able to figure it out, and then they told the league. With the Billups thing, I have no idea what to do with that. I mean, I don't like underground card games to begin with, and I'm not going to start anytime soon after hearing some of that stuff. But yeah, legalization and regulation, sure, it's in our face. It's everywhere. We all have sports books on our phones. But when there is shady things happening on a court or on a field, legalized gambling helps find that because there's a paper trail and there's the ability to track these bets on these players. That's how they caught Jonte Porter. That's how they caught Terry Rozier. That's how they caught Emmanuel Clase. That's how they caught Calvin Ridley. So, yes, betting has pros and cons, but this didn't happen because of legalized sports betting. If it's illegal and you got to do it behind closed doors, that's how people got away with it for years. If anything, legalization brings this stuff to the forefront.
Makes sense. College pick of the week?
Yeah, you got anything for us?
I was going to say, do we want the winners or do we want the losers this week? What do you guys want?
I prefer winners.
It's been a really nice season, Bulldog, and you didn't mush me last week on Notre Dame, thankfully. I'm going to do Missouri here. I think Missouri is going to beat Vanderbilt.
All right, writing it down. Sam, good luck. Thanks. Yes. We'll talk next week.
You got it, boy. See ya.
Sam Panayotovich, next Friday is Halloween, and we're out.
That's right.
For that show.
All right.
More information to come on that. Theo Greminger at 4. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Football Friday. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.